Bollywood. It's a huge interest, and I guess I'm using the word renewed because I feel like it's been done before to an extent, and then there's been a momentum which then kind of came to a standstill. Today it seems like it's very big again. Of course, it's been fueled by Slumdog Millionaire. Do you think that the interest in Indian cinema today can be sustained?
Absolutely. This is the golden period of Indian cinema. Absolutely golden period. And this is going to stay. The only thing I think we lacked was a certain kind of professionalism. Now, with these corporate people coming in, with foreign investors coming in, that is happening. And when I say professionalism, it was much more of a kind of a brotherhood.
And Patrick, what do you think? That growth that's happening in terms of investment in India, in the film industry, which is very strong, do you think that will not only sustain, but will it continue into production beyond special effects, visual effects?
Visual effects is going to see massive growth because India is an ideal market for it for an outsourcing opportunity, not so much for the film industry, but because of the IT, the BPO, the telecoms outsourcing. Plus, it shares a common language. It's that much easier. Only last week, I was talking to a Hollywood service provider who had tried to set up something with a Chinese company. It just didn't work out. Now they were looking at India. And looking at it from the production perspective, it is a very, very safe investment. We've seen those year-on-year growth figures. India, the other thing we have to remember is India is tremendously underscreened. So in terms of the number of multiplexes, number of cinemas, it could go up, still grow phenomenally. And that's the audience change and driver that Anubhamji was talking about earlier. It's really the middle class coming in now into the multiplexes. And it's not just that they want the comforts that they associate with home. They don't want the Chandan cinema. They want the PVR cinema. They want the Red Lounge, the Ebony Lounge recliner seats there. And they also want films which reflect their lives. They want films that speak to their aspirations and speak to their dreams. And this is very much a global thing, which is why it can tap into the global market, because the Indian middle class, which is huge, you know, it's bigger than any single country here in Europe, those kind of themes, those kind of values are resulting in new kind of films which we would not have seen before. And there is no signs that that's about to change or go away, because the Indian economic success story is going on, and the Indian film industry continues to rise with it. So right now, the question is just how much icing can we have on that cake in terms of international breakthrough for genuinely homegrown productions from India.
But also, I think the basic fact that Spielberg has joined Anil Ambani and is the biggest example that he has put in his money at the right place. That's if you have to use a yardstick, I think that is the yardstick to be used. Every studio has their offices now in Bombay or in Hyderabad or in Delhi. Every single studio. Yes, they will test the waters, etc., before they get into the... But it's there.
And how is the industry, how is Bollywood and the greater Indian film industry responding to this? The offices...
With great enthusiasm. At least people will be in business who know their job. For a long time, people who did not know their job were still making movies. You see? But it's very... There is a lot of excitement. You see, it serves both ways. The West or the foreigners look at it from a figure point of view, a possibility of making more money and establishing more creative... And for India... It's always going to be, oh, we are going to be working with Spielberg, we are going to be working with George Clooney, our movies will go abroad, we will have an international audience.
And how do you think, Patrick, it's being received on the corporate side?
As a money-making opportunity. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. The Hollywood studios, we have to remember, came into this not with landing in Mumbai and setting out to make film production. They've been there for a long time in the background, but they started out in television and broadcast, and they very quickly learned the lesson that you can't just retransmit Seinfeld or Friends and hope that it's going to bring in the audiences. They had to get into the Saas Bahus. They had to get into production of Indian television, Indian drama. They had to. the most success they've had in terms of actually copying what's done in the West is to take the format shows, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Make It Think to Count Banega Karapati, and also take Strictly Dancing. But even there, they've had to tweak them considerably. So by the time they came to making films, they realized they had to do the same thing.